It's very clear from what Streep's character says that it's not just a lack of sexual intimacy that she finds so painful, but affectionate touches and kisses. Why does that intimacy diminish?
It is so important, isn't it? It is that sense of connection of, and as she describes it, they've just become like co-workers, and actually there needs to be something more intimate, something that says that we're a couple. There are lots of reasons why that can diminish. Unfortunately, often it's just due to not prioritising the relationship. We have busy lives. The priority becomes raising children, creating a home, building a career, building a pension plan. And very often, I think, you know, many of us are guilty of this. We think, I'll get round to my relationship later. When? And then sometimes you get to the point where you think, actually, I can't remember how to do this anymore. And it feels a little bit weird to get that close.
Now, sex is part of what's going on, and the therapist gives them, I'm sure he called them sexercises, I wasn't mishearing, that they were exercises, they were sexercises to do. How common is that in this sort of couple therapy?
It is very common. Obviously, it's dependent on the couple and exactly the issues. I mean, I actually think Steve Carell played the therapist wonderfully. As you can imagine, I'm sure I was a little bit anxious about seeing how he would play it. But he did it extremely well, very, very sensitively. And we certainly wouldn't be suggesting those kind of exercises after a first session. But for couples who want to rekindle their sexual relationship, often having a third party suggesting ways in which they can begin to get close in kind of a safe, controlled way, if you like, can kind of help to just start the ball rolling again. As I say, lots of couples, they just get out of practice, and it just sort of would feel slightly odd to suddenly try and initiate sex after years of not having even held hands.